With the pandemic making changes to events across the globe, many are embracing the world of virtual events. Now, we are going to look at one today from the National Federation of the Blind here in the UK. We've got Pardy, Jess, and Fiona to talk to today. Pardy, I'll come to you first of all. So, we're going to be chatting about an event which you had recently. Tell us a bit more.
Hello, Adam. So we're part of the NFB UK London branch, and we've held annual social Eastbourne weekends for 45 years. And because of the pandemic, the weekend was postponed. And a lot of our VI friends have embraced Zoom, and it's very accessible. And I thought about creating a social weekend virtually. And so I've got a great team of VI friends together in London: Fiona, Jason, Jessica, Alex, Berin, Pretty, and Janice. And that's when it all kicked off.
Fiona, how do you put something like this together?
Well, I had to make Pardy's dream a reality, and with the help of the fantastic team we had around us, we were able to do that. So everyone knows me, I love my spreadsheets. So lots of spreadsheets, lots of delegation, and lots of support from both our virtual Eastbourne team and our external partners who came on board, which was really good. We had Extern, we had the RNIB, Seeable Holidays, we had Odette from Metro Blind Sport. And it was just really collecting it all together and just making sure that we had lots of plans, lots of project meetings before the event. And then bearing in mind, we only had a month to get from start to finish.
There's a lot of events going on over the weekend, so I thought we'd take a look at what happened. And Jess, I think you're going to tell us about the Friday, first of all.
Yeah, that's right, Alan. So we had some fantastic support with our Zoom hosts, Jason and Janice, and first of all, once we welcomed everyone into the event, we wanted people to get to know each other better. For visually impaired people, you know, that social connection is so important. So we split people into breakout rooms for our mix and mingle session, and we had some icebreaker questions. So it gave people a chance to socialise in a small group so they felt comfortable and just get to know each other a little bit better. Then after that mix and mingle session, we went into a virtual wine tasting, which we had sent.
That's good.
Yes, yeah, we gave it a try. So we'd sent out in advance three different wines for people to go out and buy. And yeah, each one we went through, had a little taster and just talked a little bit about the wine so that people, if they later on wanted to organise their own event or were buying wine for somebody, they might have some idea. And our final event for the Friday evening was a comedy sketch show. So for that, we invited four visually impaired comedians to perform a 15-minute comedy sketch for us each. So it was a really lovely evening.
Sounds like a really great social way to sort of get people in, a bit of comedy, and of course the wine tasting, I'm sure, helped there as well. Part of that carried on the Saturday.
It did, Alan. So we had a bumper range of activities to suit all ages and interests. We kicked off on Saturday morning with a wakey-wakey tin can exercise workout with Adette Batchelor using audio description. And then we had three guest speaker sessions. So we started off with Maria Oshodi, CEO of Extant, and having some impro games and exercises, which was really good fun. We then had Dave Williams, Customer Experience Manager at RNIB, talking about new technology products on the RNIB, and that was a great interactive session with a Q&A. We had Damiana LaRocca, CEO of Seeable Holidays, talking about their holidays, and again, that was a really interactive session with audience participation and testimonials from VIPs. And we had in the evening one of our jewels of the weekend, when we had a Eastbourne's Got Talent session. There's 15 VI performers singing, karaoke, impressions and comedy, four panel of judges, audience participation, and a cash prize for the winner. And that was a really fun event to end the Saturday on a high.
Another busy day. Fiona, I mean, were people still ready for more on the Sunday?
Oh, of course. You know, the people that were logging in and zooming in to us that whole weekend were loving it. So on Sunday morning, we had Pretty, and she led a bake-off session, and we were all making muffins through Zoom, you know, in actual time. So we had people all across the UK making and attempting these beautiful muffins, which was really good. Then we had a bit of a Q&A session about cookery. And then in the afternoon, one of the successes of the Eastbourne weekends, you know, physically, is how visually impaired people are perceived. So we wanted to showcase that. So we had Eastbourne success. So again, another one of our team members, Berin, she led on this. she introduced, I think, about 12 people, all different people, all different stages of their journey with sight loss, what they were doing, how they did it. And that was a really fantastic, very emotive session for us all to tune in and listen to. And we had recognition for Valerie Clark, who received an award from the Queen this year, and Ted Herbert, who is one of the very active member and has been to every Great Eastbourne conference ever. And it was his birthday, so we had a happy birthday for him. And then we went on. We had a raffle. We were very well supported by lots of people, including the RNIB. We had a quiz, which was run by another lovely lady called Alison. And after that, we had a great old sing-along. One of the highlights, one of the things that we really enjoyed doing was we loved the brainstorming sessions. And out of the brainstorming sessions, we came up with a theme tune for the whole weekend, which was called Don't Stop Me Now. We're having such a Zoom time, originally performed by Queen, but now it was performed by us at Eastbourne. And we all had a good sing-along at the end to that. So it was a really fun, action-packed weekend, and it ended in such a high.
It sounds really a packed weekend that everyone had, and replacing, as you say, that annual sort of face-to-face get-together. Jess, do you think this is the way it will go, or some kind of sort of blended get-together in the future? Because I'm sure the feedback was great.
Oh, we had some amazing feedback from the weekend. It really highlighted the power of social connection, and if we can't get together in person, then we're going to do a brilliant job of doing it online instead. You know, fingers crossed, at some point next year, we will be able to get back either to Eastbourne or another venue in the UK, or at least in person at any rate. But if not, we know that this model does work for visually impaired people. It really highlighted that, you know, over the times we've embraced technology, we're able to get together a really fantastic group of visually impaired people. We form such great friendships through all our organisation sessions and the event itself.
Party, what a success it's been. I suppose embracing technology, sort of thrown in at the deep end, it really has worked for people to keep in touch, ending that isolation and so on. I think you've really proved that with this weekend. But, you know, if people want to find out more about NFB, is there a way of doing that?
Of course, Alan. I'm really proud of my team. It's been a collective team effort, and it's been logistically fraught. We're just so proud of what we've achieved. If people want to find out more about NFB UK and perhaps get involved in more virtual and physical events next year, such as the Eastbourne Weekend, they can email me at psgill@btinternet.com. And looking forward to connecting with more visually impaired people next year.
Well, best of luck with 2021 to Pardy, to Fiona and Jess. Thanks to all of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
Okay.